The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Picked a really bad time to take a bite of pizza.
Oh, you just did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oops.
Good job.
Well, welcome to the 21st episode of Chatty Wampus.
We're legal.
Nom, nom, nom.
Om nom.
Ooh.
Oh.
That would go great with the leftover pizza that I'm eating right now. Beer.
What, some beer?
Yeah.
There
you
go.
Grab some of that.
Get the cat to do it.
The cat will be my own personal servant.
How awesome would that be? He already loves the fridge.
And the toilet for some reason.
I feel so bad. Maybe 5 minutes ago, I'm walking into the kitchen and I'm seeing my cat standing on the toilet seat with his head in the toilet. I've never seen him drink from the toilet. I'm like, what the fuck is this cat doing? Turns out he needed some water. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Well, it is the 21st episode is the last live episode. Yeah, the last live episode of the show that we're doing for More Like Radio.
We contacted More Like Radio, right? And let them know. Did we tell anyone?
breaking news.
Oh, jeez.
Funny story about that.
Bove.
Damn it. That's not what I wanted to play.
I was going
to
say. Yes.
Breaking
this is the
news.
Case.
No, I told them.
Oh, okay.
We also, you know, did a live show last week where we spent the entire beginning of it.
That's
talking
a good point
about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said last week, if you didn't hear that, me and Nicole, our schedules are just getting crazier by
they
the
are.
Minute, by
yeah.
the second.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going back to school, and we're all going our separate ways in a couple months in terms of housing. So
yeah,
we got to put some things on the back burner. And Chatty is going from being a weekly thing to a semi regular,
maybe
podcast.
Like bi-monthly or something, or at least monthly.
Yeah, yeah, because
something like that.
Yeah. So that's starting after today.
Yes.
But this is the last regular show that we'll be doing. So. Let's
correct.
Let's just get into it.
Yes, let's.
Yeah. Nicole, I come home finding Nicole asleep, and I let the More Like Radio guys know. First, I tell them, oh, yeah, we're going to be doing a live show tonight. And then I follow that up 10 minutes later with, oh, it turns out my co-host is passed the fuck out right now.
I woke up like 15 minutes ago.
You did. I was proud of you.
I've been sleeping on and off today. I had a late night.
Yeah. Nicole's a party animal.
I'm not a party animal.
You're just an animal.
I'm just an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have fun, though?
I did. Yeah. I had a lot of fun, yes.
You've been using that Tinder.
I have.
Am I allowed to talk about it? Because I just did. I just brought
it up. Yeah, I've been using it. And I got it on Monday, and I met some people. Well, and see, I've been going out.
I think you're the first person that I know personally that uses Tinder.
I mean, so far, it's worked for me. It's exactly what I was looking for.
Nice.
So, it's perfect.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard things about it, but, I feel like that's an app that it's, because it's fairly new.
Yes.
And it's just starting to gain traction as, like, a mainstream app, and I just fear that, like, 6 months down the road, it's going to be nothing but, like, scammers.
There are a lot of scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to the person last night about it, and I was like, oh, you know, so I literally just got this app. I was like, what are your takes on it? Is it exactly what this is? And apparently it's easier for girls. Mm-hmm. 'Cause within a few minutes I had six people talking to me.
Yeah.
So I think it might be easier on girls to find people, but it works in my favor.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain about it.
I'm just waiting for the first case of like a kidnapping and murder.
Yeah.
Via Tinder to occur.
Yeah. I mean, I made sure last time I went out, I made sure to tell you where I was going to be. And if you didn't hear back from me, I was dead in a ditch. Last night I texted my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm going to be at this address exactly. I'll touch base when I'm leaving. You know, just to try to be safe.
What's funny is I had absolutely no idea what you were talking about, too, when you said, if I don't come home, I'm dead. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, jeez.
I had no idea what
was going
on. I
should have texted my mom.
Yeah, well, I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know why you were going to be dead, but
I'm not dead.
Yeah, that's good.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least if I ever choose to start using Tinder in the future, at least I know I've gotten your seal of approval.
Yes.
I can't really use it.
No.
I mean, it's a relationship app, right?
Exactly.
Like a dating app. Yeah, I can't.
It's basically a dating app. And, you know, a lot of people are looking for dates. Mm-hmm. I'm not particularly looking for romance. I'm kind of liking the whole meeting someone, flirting with someone.
Yeah.
Seeing where that takes you kind of stuff. And
stealing their identity.
I tried. Didn't work. No, I didn't try that.
He's like, steal his wallet and just leave.
No. No way. No way. But those two nights, I went out to Boston. I went out to Brighton, and then I went out to Brookline. So,
nice.
A little bit of a drive, but it's cool because I never drive in the city.
I was about to say that. You never go to the city.
Ever. And granted, I wasn't in downtown Boston, but I mean, Brighton, you'll never find parking. It was a bitch to find parking.
You're close enough at that point.
Yeah, so, I mean, I drove right by, I think it was Boston College or yep. A college.
Well, it's one of them. There's like 12 colleges out there.
Yeah, and it was busy because kids are going back to school now.
Oh,
so there were a
God.
Lot of people on the roads, people moving in and stuff. I mean, September 1st is in, what, tomorrow?
No. Monday, I believe.
Monday, exactly. So,
yeah.
Kids are all moving in. People were wandering in the street. It was perfect practice for me. It made me a little nervous, but at least it wasn't during rush hour or anything like that. So, nice for me. I'm meeting new people.
That's good.
Expanding my driving skills.
Good. Did you keep track of how many moving trucks you passed?
I did not. There were quite a few, but it was mostly people just in their cars with mattresses strapped to the roof. So, So, you know,
did you go on Storrow Drive at all?
I don't think so. That doesn't ring a bell.
It's like that highway that runs along the Charles River.
No, I didn't. I didn't go down that one.
I've been seeing articles pop up on Boston.com about this where, and again, excuse me for eating, but moving trucks, there's always one that will get itself stuck.
Oh, no.
On Storrow Drive because of the overpasses.
Oh, I get stuck under the overpass?
To my knowledge, trucks are not supposed to be on Storrow Drive.
Don't roads like that typically post, you know, a bridge coming up, here's the height. Or no trucks allowed on this road.
There are signs and the clearance signs and everything, but you also got to remember
it's those U-Hauls where it's not actually a truck driver, huh?
Yeah, well, too, who's operating the vehicles? It's not necessarily truck drivers, licensed truck drivers. It's college kids.
Random.
Most of which are probably in Boston for the first time ever.
Okay.
And have not been acclimated to Boston's extremely logical, grid-like streets.
Well, it's not grid-like at all.
This is a horse and carriage town. That
exactly.
They paved over the cobblestone with just, you know, asphalt.
At least it's not London. It could be worse.
Yeah.
It could be a lot worse.
You know what scares me? It's like watching Sherlock, and anytime he goes to get into a cab, and it like just, you know, it pulls back into the road, but crosses the opposite lane of traffic to get back in. Like,
it's weird because you can really park. However, it's so hard to find parking. If you can find parking, people park on the sidewalks. People park just because the roads are so narrow. You kind of just do whatever. Park in whatever direction. I mean, I know the general rule of thumb here is you park on the side of the road that the direction of your car should be in.
Exactly.
You know, so it's usually to the right unless it's a one-way street and then whichever. But yeah, you can park whatever direction you want over there, like wherever.
Driving rules just do not apply.
They really don't.
I mean, they drive on the wrong side of the road to begin with.
Well, that's a good starter.
Yeah. Well, I found out Connecticut, the grand state of Connecticut, does not do driver's education.
Which
I believe is mandatory in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Well, it's
if you're under a certain age.
Mandatory if you want to have your license at 16 years old and receive a discount in insurance.
Yes.
Because the insurance will get hiked up otherwise.
Even still, it's a lot of money in insurance. And actually, I think it was a year or two after I finished driver's ed, the law changed that you needed to have more hours logged, mm-hmm. more classes, and mm-hmm. the classes are a fucking ripoff. They're super expensive, and so are the driving lessons. So you pay, I mean, from what you save, you probably pay in the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And the driving instructors?
Who did you have?
I had Snyder. I had her, too.
Yeah.
She was just, now.
She was all right.
She was always nice to me, but she's just beast of a woman who it was just an absolute hard ass on anyone else.
Yep.
Basically, your actual behind the wheel lessons would involve driving her to like Dairy Queen or BK.
Running errands. Yeah, I went to Burger King. I think that's Burger King near Kelly Square, right?
Yeah.
Also went to that gas station. But if you think about it, what is most of your driving? Mm. You know, where is she going to bring you, really? But there was one point where she wasn't giving me clear instructions. And we were in Grafton near the Common.
Yeah.
So we're coming from that gas station going towards the Common, you know, and then you take that right. And you can go right down to, like, I think it's like Westboro Road or whatever. You can go straight, which is down the hill, to go to Swirls and Scoops. Or you can take a left and go down, like, Brigham Hill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right at that Common. And so
Kate was petrified to drive around there.
She's telling me to go straight, so I'm assuming it's the middle one, going down to Swirls and Scoops. She grabs the wheel and jerks it right, so I go down Westboro Street. I was like, that is right.
Your other straight.
I was like, I don't know what you want from me. First lesson ever, it was so foggy, you couldn't even see. I was so scared.
That's a real test right there.
Oh, yeah.
They should just shave off one of the lessons just for driving in horrid weather.
I was so nervous, I remember.
Did she ever use the second brake on you?
I don't think she had that in the car.
She did.
Did she?
Yeah, because when I was doing it, she had this older piece of shit beat up car, and then my last lesson, she had just come from the dealer with a brand new car, so I was the first student to ever drive it. Like, because I remember the thing was so new that the brakes, all you had to do was just look at the brake pedal and
just think about braking.
Yeah, and it would just stop.
Wow.
Stop on a dime.
I want those brakes.
But she just came from having the passenger seat brake installed. And she used it, I guess, like, the rule was, if the driving instructor ever had to use the passenger side brake, then you automatically failed the lesson.
Ooh.
And she used it on me once, but she didn't fail me. And it was like, we were just getting strapped in, and she was like, she told me to go, so I started to, and then she used a brake, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you told me to go. I was afraid she would eat me.
She was nice, but what was weird is that, so we took these classes in the municipal building.
The worst classes ever in the shittiest, like,
crappiest
classroom
little
setting.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were, like, other things going on. People, like, playing violin, children running around, whatever.
It was the worst.
It was a bunch of 15, 16-year-olds, and we'd always have, a 20-minute break because these classes were really long. So all of us would go down to back when we had the skate park up there. We'd go near the skate park and all smoke cigarettes. And she, like, didn't reprimand us for it or anything like that. And so there was this one class where we elected to have a longer class so we didn't have to have another class because
mm-hmm.
of a holiday or something like that. And she's like, oh, I'm surprised so many of you smoke, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, why is this lady letting 15 and 16-year-olds smoke? It was so weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I never had a problem with her. She was always She's always nice to me, and every time I would.
Oh yeah, she was definitely nice.
Anytime I run into her, even like nowadays, I mean, I'm talking about stuff that was happening 8 years ago, but I run into her.
Oh my god, it was that long ago.
Yeah, but I run into her nowadays, and she still remembers who I am. I don't know what impact I left on her, but
little cutie patootie.
It's so weird why people there are some people out there that they're like they like me and they hate everybody else. And then there's the situations where there's like the people that love everybody but hate
and hate
just me.
Yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, I think I was pretty, you know, mild mannered back in school, but you could definitely tell there were some that really didn't, weren't very crazy about me. And then there were some that just like really seemed to like me for what I could think of as no reason.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what you see in me.
I had a math teacher.
Yeah, we had talked about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and she liked me.
She was
me.
Kind of a hard ass.
Everybody hated her or disliked her.
I don't know why. She was pretty all right with me, too.
You know why? It's because she was a hard ass. It's because you're a teenager and you come into school and you have the teacher that's actually telling you, do this, don't slack off, get your shit done. Her teaching methods were extremely harsh.
I don't think they were so harsh, really.
She did a really good job at instilling the concept of mathematics into me.
Yeah, absolutely.
With her teaching methods. And that's why I liked her so much. And for some reason, her and I were like best friends. But everyone else was just like, she's such a bitch. I hate her.
It was just because she was a little bit different. But if you came to class, did your work, even tried, even if you weren't amazing, because geometry was not my strong suit.
Oh,
I'm good.
Neither.
I'm really good at algebra and arithmetic, but for some reason, geometry baffled my mind. That and physics, can't do them. But, you know, you show up, you do your homework, you do your work, you behave. You're good in her book.
Yeah.
But those little fuckers.
Oh, I was a class clown. I would at least try to get everyone laughing at least once during class because I had the advantage of being in a small class.
I had
better opportunity to just kind of like joke around and get people laughing. But she was laughing too, and that was the important thing.
Yeah. As long as the teacher's laughing, it's not so bad.
Yeah, but I miss her, man. I emailed her once a few years ago, and she responded. And then I tried again recently, and she didn't. But I'm pretty sure I was like her only friend.
Like, can we just go back and visit? Like, can we do that? Well, do we have to set up an appointment?
You're talking about going back to college.
I need a transcript. Yeah, so yeah, I'd be going to the new school.
You'd have to go back to our high school, so you'd probably see some of these people from our younger days, run into them.
I'd really like that. I don't want to just have to like go into the office. Maybe I can just pretend to get lost.
I'm gonna walk in and just harass the principal because it's the same guy.
Is it the same guy?
And I'm just gonna walk in and I'm just gonna start giving him shit and I'm gonna see what happens.
I just figure like no one would remember me. They have so many students.
Yeah.
I was not a very memorable student.
I would, you know, there was a time right after I graduated high school, because the school is just like right down the street from where my parents' house.
Yeah.
I could just walk in and no one would say anything. But that was when I was 18 years old.
I wonder.
24 years old. I don't think I can get away with that now.
I wonder if I could get away with it now.
It would probably be first question if I have a child there, which would make absolutely no sense at all. Or if I was a substitute teacher, which I would lie and say I was and get assigned to a classroom. And I would just do my best.
Can we do this?
Let's try it. Just show up, just be dressed up, and just, I don't know, because I'm pretty sure they've got ways of tracking this, but we could look past it, because it was Grafton High.
It was Grafton High.
This wasn't exactly, a prestigious private academy.
Oh, no, not at all. I've driven by the new school, like, twice, though. It's fucking huge.
Yeah, the new school is like its own city.
It's crazy.
They had this little dinky building on the side of a lake.
It was like a square, and there was a little courtyard on the inside, which I never went through that courtyard, ever.
I did. I did a few times. It was all right.
I never went in there.
Yeah, it wasn't entertaining. That's the thing.
It was a little courtyard. It wasn't anything. Like, I don't know why the building was just two squares. Like, why not just make a rectangular building? Why do we need a courtyard?
I was the kid that would just leave class. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom, and I would never come back.
When I was a senior, I had a school service period.
As did I.
And I never used passes. You're supposed to write in your little agenda book, you know, this person let you walk wherever. I never used passes to go to the bathroom, to run errands, whatever. And I remember one year they made it so that you had paper passes instead of your agenda.
Yeah.
And I remember the art teacher was like, hey, Nicole, because I was an art one as a senior. I wanted to take an art class. I had an extra elective. I took art one. It was awesome. So art teacher is like, oh, can you go down to the office, grab me some of those passes? I'm running out. I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I go down and I ask, and the admin staff are like, we can't give you those. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm just going to go bring them to the teacher. Literally had no intention of using them. I didn't use passes. They're like, well, we can't give you a bunch of passes. You'll use them. I was like, I don't use passes as it is now. I just walk around.
How'd they take that?
I turned around and went back to Ms. Rosser, and I was like, they didn't even want to give me any. I was like, I admit it. I don't use passes. I don't know what the deal is.
There was a day, because to do the school service, you needed to have a vehicle, and I really wanted to do one because it was basically
an excuse. Community service.
Well, that's what I did. That's what it was.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because it was your school service or community service senior year of high school. That's you could do one, and I really wanted to do one.
Yeah.
And school service filled up really quickly because that didn't require having to leave the building. Community service, you could actually leave, but you needed a vehicle. And I really wanted to do it and, like, argued my way into it. And the only thing they could give me was the senior center, the town senior center, because it was up the hill from the school. So I was allowed to leave and just go up there. And it was great because they had no idea that I was even, like, the senior center had no idea that, like, the high school even did this. So they just kind of, like, created work for me to do. And their business hours were not, like, they didn't open until, like, 10 in the morning. And, you know, the first class of our high school started at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow. So some of the times you didn't have anything to do. Can you get in?
Yeah, half the time I wouldn't go. I would just go hang out in the art room because Kate, I figured out what Kate's classes were. And I would just go to her class and just hang out there. And the teachers didn't care.
That's so cool.
And there's one day I left, and it was right after they had, like, the lunch rush there, like the old curmudgeon-y lunch rush at the senior center. And I would always leave with a bag full of bread.
Oh, geez.
I would always, because there would be so much bread left over, and I would just take it, and it was going, before I leave, the lunch lady would go, Jack, do you want the bread?
Yes.
And take this big plastic bag of bread with me, and I'm, like, walking down the hill back to the high school, just munching on the ends of bread loaves.
Hey,
and I noticed everybody's standing outside, and I can hear the fire alarms going off.
Oh.
So, I get down to the parking lot, now in with the crowd of everybody, and I'm just standing there, like, still eating bread, and I look at one of the, I think she's, like, a teacher's aide, and I'm just standing there, like, well, what's going on? And she looks at me, she goes, Jack, where did you go? Where did you get that? And she starts freaking the hell out on me because she thought I used the evacuation as an opportunity to leave.
And get bread.
Yeah, like, where would I go to just get a bag full of bread ends?
That's crazy. During my senior year there, or it might have been my junior year, there was a history teacher. And I sat kind of in the back, not by choice, but by assigned seating.
Right.
And I was in the class with a lot of popular kids, and a lot of them were just really annoying and wouldn't shut up. And it would always irritate me. And I'd lock eyes with this teacher, and I'd give him the most miserable look, like, I can't wait for these assholes to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd just look over at him, and I'd, like, mouth shut up at the back of their heads. He found it hilarious. One day I wore a SpongeBob t-shirt to school, and he had brought his kid to his kid. And he's like, oh, show my kid your t-shirt. He really likes it. So this teacher and I got along fairly well. And I showed up to take the final, and it was the first class in the morning, and I was, like, one of the first ones in there. And I was like, hey, Nicole, I did not get my coffee this morning. He's like, do you want to run a Dunkin's? I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. I liked that he just, like, I was fine. I was like, yeah, I'll go grab you coffee, whatever. He gives me a 10. He's like, grab whatever you want. You can eat it during the final. I was like, this is amazing. And it was during the Dunkin' Donuts breakfast rush, so I showed up late. But it wasn't a problem because I went there, went right back, got him his coffee. I got a coffee and a breakfast sandwich and got to eat it during my exam. It was amazing.
Yeah, that rare permission to leave and then come back.
Yeah.
I
think he knew I was a good kid and wasn't going to fuck around, so.
I had a group of friends.
I was so excited.
They had this operation every day where one of them would leave, sneak out, and buy Subway for everybody and come back. And I never knew the secret to it. One of the kids involved was the 22-year-old that was on his, like, fifth attempt at senior year, finally graduated the year after I did.
Was it Derek?
Yeah.
He always used to give me hugs when I was 16, and then when I was 17, all of a sudden he didn't want hugs anymore.
It's actually 18.
Was it 18?
Yeah, when you turned 18, suddenly
you don't want hugs anymore.
You did not exist in his eyes. I remember he got pulled over once by the police because the trunk of his car was filled, and this is not an exaggeration, filled with swords and knives and various blades. And he just, I don't remember what happened, but he had some excuse where he was like, he said something like, he's like, they pulled me over because my taillight was out. That's why my trunk was open. I'm like, so.
What?
Because I drove by him one night and I saw it happening. I saw them taking the knives out and everything.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, so was it out because one of your knives slashed the wire?
Seriously, like, what the hell is that? I also heard stories about him driving around with an underage girl. I heard stories about him
calling
the police because he was drunk, so they gave him an escort home. Like, I don't understand what this guy's deal
was. He also claimed he had all these friends in high places that weren't really his friends, nor were they in high places. They were just friends, or they were just acquaintances who were high in places.
Close enough, right? Oh my gosh.
I'm glad we could reminisce about our...
It's weird, because last episode we were just reminiscing about the apartment, now we're reminiscing about high school and driver's ed.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the show is all about now, just reminiscing.
And it's awesome, because we're 24. We don't have a lot to have looked back on, but we're already nostalgic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's funny is, just a completely different thing, but I'm going to go to break in a minute, because I need to... it's
get
weird, because... I've got... fillings... In my teeth, and I think one of them, because the way they did it, I had a cavity in between teeth, so they put the filling in between the teeth, and I think just recently, like, either just wore down or it split, because I'm getting food stuck in between my teeth all the time now.
I have one like that, that's the case.
It doesn't hurt, but it's just annoying now, because every time after I eat, I have to go floss this, like, just a stash of... food bits out.
Yep, I've got something like that, and then I have another one, and it sucks because it's in my front teeth, but I always have to floss that tooth last because it'll just get stuck because of, I mean, they didn't grind it down and flush it to my tooth well enough or whatever, so it's just really jagged.
Yeah.
But I am right there with you, especially because I have the teeth of a fucking shark, and they point in all different directions.
I got the vampire fangs going on.
I have those, but I need to get my teeth straightened in order to see them. But I love them.
I couldn't.
They're so cool.
I wanted to do Invisalign earlier this year. I couldn't do it because most insurance doesn't cover it.
Yeah.
So
out of pocket.
Didn't want to pay the thousands of dollars to have. I mean, I'm sure it would benefit me in the long run.
It's not much though. I looked it up. It depends on how severe it needs to be.
Yeah. I just, when I realized my insurance didn't even cover it, I'm like, you know, maybe down the road, but just not right now.
Yeah.
So, but I lucked out. I never needed braces growing up, and now I need them.
I've always had crooked teeth, and my mom never entertained the notion of braces.
Dentistry was a myth.
Yes.
You ever read those Aesop's Fables? They're all about dentistry.
I loved Aesop's Fables. I had like 12 of those books. They were awesome.
She's like, Jimmy goes to the dentist, and then she takes the book and throws it in the fireplace. So you never got to hear the
As
tale.
As if we had a fireplace. Come on. I grew up in the hood, yo.
I'm sorry, in the oven.
Yes.
This is also your dinner, Nicole.
In the flaming barrel in the middle of our kitchen because we didn't have heat.
Or electricity.
There were like three hobos just warming their hands up, their fingerless gloves.
I'm sorry. This is all horrible. I feel bad.
That was not my childhood. Although we did use the oven as a heater. A little bit.
I was going to say, before I went on that little spiel there, up in Lowell, Massachusetts, there's this joint that just opened up called the Last Safe and Deposit Company.
Okay.
And it's a music hall, as I like to call it. It's a performance venue.
All right.
My friend Detention runs the place. He's a former radio guy. And he's got a bunch of radio people that I know from this crazy business, Boston radio folks, helping him out, working there, and playing tonight, Night Foxes.
Really?
Those guys we had on a couple months ago.
No shit.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's just like, what a small world. They're playing at this place that I know all these people that, like, work in radio. It's just, it's such a, like, that's the cool thing about, like, the Boston music scene, the Boston media scene is it's just, everything converges into one. Yeah.
How did you meet them?
Mac, who's the singer.
Yep.
Was working at the Boston Center for Adult Education when I helped Chris Padgett out at the Bled for Boston event. He was nice enough to let me into the building. He helped me set up. And when Chris told me I could play my own music that night, of course, because it's my own music, it was nothing but the Smiths and the Stone Roses and New Order. And Matt came over and just all night we were just talking about the Smiths and just all these great British bands.
Okay.
And it was hilarious because when they showed up here to do the show with us, they were like throwing all this trivia out about British music, like 90s Britpop, that I was answering in like a split second. And Mike, I remember Mike and Ray were just sitting there going, stop.
Oh, geez. Well, that is your thing.
I know, but
obscure random facts. That is up your alley.
Yeah. You know what's my friend Sabrina, who she was on the show a couple of years ago when WFNX went off the air. She worked for FNX, and I was really trying hard to get a bunch of FNX people to come on the show and hang out with us, Chris included. Sabrina was the only person that ended up doing it. She on the radio, she was known as Kaya. But she showed up, she drove out to Grafton, she did a show with us. It's funny because she's working at the Last Safe and Deposit Company.
Really?
And as I'm talking about this, she mentions me in a comment saying, you should be here, we've been talking about you.
No way, really?
Wow.
You should message back and be like, we're currently talking about you.
Like, if you're not listening to the show right now, then holy shit, I'm scared.
Yeah. That's a little weird.
That is.
What a coincidence.
I know, right?
Wow. That's so cool, though.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show exactly what you just said, you know? It's a pretty tight-knit community.
It really is.
That's really cool.
That is scary. All right, well, we'll go to break so I can go floss the shit out of my teeth. But Nicole discovered a band. Speaking of British music, Nicole discovered a band that, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Carl Bure from the Libertines.
Yep.
This is it was his post/pre-Libertines project.
Yes.
In the time when he was having all his issues and the Libertines were broken up, he had a band called Dirty Pretty Things.
Yes.
Yeah. What am I playing?
Bang Bang You're Dead.
What I say to you every night, Nicole.
Right before you fall asleep.
Bang Bang You're Dead. All right, we'll be back.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
So that's Edward Scissorhands, so we'll just ignore that.
Featuring Jack Gill.
I hate you. I fucking hate you more.
And Nicole Mossy.
And no one's giving me cock, and I want it.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going?
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's your boy, the impact player, Mr. Philly Raya.
And of course, your host with the most, Big JP.
And we are
the Man Cave Radio Show.
Listen, check out our boys, the Sully Show, every Sunday from noon to 2, exclusively on
morelikeradio.com.
That's right. Check them out.
Bitches.
You'll love them.
I bet you will.
Yep.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Gay. Fucking shit. Oh, dear. Was that an error?
Uncensored Talk Radio.
I've actually shit twice today.
Jack.
See, this is what happens when you're a bitch.
Kate.
A nipple for you and a nipple for you.
Mike. Big Red.
I don't even know what the hell I was trying to say just now.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
And now for something completely different.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Fuck all this show prep I have.
Yeah, where's your show prep?
Let's just talk about dicks for a little while.
Okay, yeah. So dicks.
You ever see just a big set of testicles?
In my dreams every night.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
I saw this penis on the internet today, and I thought to myself, well, that's just fine.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Chatty Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
I was telling Nicole about how this song, I've heard this song on TV, and I know I've heard it before.
Heard around.
It popped up on the indie rock station on Pandora. It's by the Rumble Strips. It's called Girls and Boys in Love. It's from the Run Fat Boy Run soundtrack, and that's where I've heard it from. It's that movie.
Yeah.
Very, very good movie with Simon Pegg.
It's funny because the Dirty Pretty Things have a song on the same soundtrack.
They do, really?
Yeah, radio song.
All right.
Which I thought was funny because you're like, oh, you know, I'm gonna play a song from this, and I was like, oh,
yeah, you're right.
Radio song.
And the Fratellis are on there too.
Really? Yeah. What song?
Chelsea Dagger.
Oh, yeah. I love Fratellis.
Yeah.
So much.
There's a lot of bands that I listen to now that I wish, like, they had, like, really good albums come out in, like, 2007, 2006, around that time. And I really wish I listened to them back then and not now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, yeah.
Like, I almost feel guilty for listening to their songs now just because, like, I had 7 years to listen to this.
Yeah. Like, hey, better late than never.
Yeah, like, Jimmy Eat World, you know? Like, there's
when are we going?
That's October 18th, I think.
We're all going to be moved out. And then we're going to go to a show.
No, we'll still be here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah we're Nicole and I are, we're everybody's going their separate ways, and I'm going to be here until, like, November.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm planning to, so.
Yeah. So, but yeah, before that, we're celebrating one last hurrah.
One last hurrah. Our first hurrah was what was it? Mowgli's.
Yeah, that was, like, the week before we moved in together. And I put a joke. We took a selfie while we were there because we're both gay. And the caption was something like, last photo of Nicole and I before we spend the next year wanting to kill each other.
Yep. And I remember that.
We haven't done it yet.
Yet.
It's on its way.
It's
barely September.
We've got a couple months.
Yeah.
Tensions may run high.
It's inevitable. It is inevitable. But yeah, that's the note we go out on. Did I even talk about with you the last time I saw the Mowglis?
You saw them recently, right?
Yeah, I saw them. I went to Albany, New York to see them. And it's hilarious because I've seen that band three times now, and they have one album.
Yes. And one song that people know.
Yeah, that's like, and I've never listened to that album start to finish. I've only heard the two songs that have played on the radio, and I've seen them three times now.
That's awesome.
But that was, I think, probably their best show that I've seen.
Was the Albany one?
Was it?
The Albany one?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was...
I thought the one we saw was pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, they that one was a headliner. This one they were opening.
Okay.
But it was... And it was funny because they were having trouble with, I think, hooking one of the guitars up or one of the mics up.
Okay.
And it was delaying them. And the band finally came out on stage and were visibly angry that they couldn't get anything set up. And that's almost kind of ironic because the Mowglis are all about putting on like these really happy, upbeat shows and get everybody on their feet.
Yeah.
Like, everybody hold hands. And it's like
they must have just been frustrated.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to like do like a revival of the like the Free Love 1960s.
Yep. San Francisco.
Exactly.
Vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like the female singer was, she was like trying to get everyone's spirits up, and the male singer was just like,
The blonde hair.
Yeah, he's like our set is six songs long. We'll just plow through it. But they played a new song, and it was actually really good. And I cannot wait until they actually release a studio version. That's like a rare time when I've gone to a show, heard a band play a new song, and actually really liked it just hearing them play it live.
That's cool.
Like right from the start.
Yeah, you know you're going to like it then.
Yeah.
The studio version, yeah.
Like I saw Interpol back in June, and they played like 4 or 5 new songs, and they don't even have I think they're streaming their new album right now, but it's not out yet. But they played a bunch of new songs then, and of course nobody had heard. It was like the second night of this tour. Nobody's heard these songs before, and I was just bored listening to them.
Oh, really?
And now I've heard one of them on the radio and actually really like it. I'm like, why didn't I like this when I saw them playing it?
I mean, I don't know. I think so much goes into whether or not you like a song. And it's not just about the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what you're feeling at the moment, what you're doing at the moment. It's like so many things. That first time you hear a song,
mm-hmm.
it's crucial. All the stars need to align.
Yeah.
It needs to be like 30 degrees this way. I don't know. The sun needs to be at this angle.
Yeah.
And the humidity needs to be at 70%. Well, I don't know.
There's a time, there are times when like, and Weezer's a good example of this. When you hear a song for the first time that you know that if you listen to the radio every day, you're going to hear it 30 times a day.
Yes.
And I remember exactly where I was the first time I heard Pork and Beans by Weezer.
Okay.
And I remember because it was right out of high school and I was driving somewhere and I remember they were hyping it up and it finally came on and I was like telling myself, I'm like, remember this moment, the first time you heard Pork and Beans.
Because I will hear it a million times.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a good song, but it's been overplayed.
I can't listen to it anymore just because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
same as the I Want You To, or whatever that song's called.
I hate, see,
if you're wondering if I want you to.
The Red album is the one that has Pork and Beans on it, and it's got Troublemaker.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are good songs. I like that
really
album.
Good song.
But then you get Ratitude, and then you got Hurley, and both of those albums I just cannot stand.
Like? Really?
No. And their newest song, because they have a new album coming out very soon,
mm-hmm.
and they have a new song out right now that is more or less an apology.
No.
For the last two albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Like Rivers Cuomo even has a line in there because their drummer switched over and was playing lead guitar at one point.
Really?
And there's a line in there about, I think it's maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So it's like more or less we're sorry for putting out Ratitude and
really.
Yeah. But it's good though. I mean, I haven't heard it get overplay on the radio. I don't listen to the radio anymore though. That's the
me
thing.
Me either.
I just listen to I've been listening to a lot of Pandora lot.
Pandora and Spotify.
Yeah. You don't necessarily hear anything new, as opposed to, like, you hear a lot more older songs than newer songs on Pandora, I've discovered, but it's all stuff that I'm just discovering. And I've got this big Spotify playlist that I'm just constantly adding music to.
Yep.
That's the other thing too. Paying $10 a month for Spotify is actually really worth it.
I cannot justify that. I can't. I've got to be so fucking frugal with my spending.
It's good in a sense that like the two songs that we just played here on the show, I got those both off Spotify. So it's nice to be able to just pull Spotify up and just have this library of music that I can just pull from.
whatever you want, whichever one you want. Right. Yeah,
and not have to worry about
shuffle.
Yeah, or not have to worry about an ad playing behind it, you know.
Oh yeah,
or the audio quality being absolute shit.
Yeah, but that's how I discover a lot of music too. I mean, that's how I learned of Dirty Pretty Things was through my Arctic Monkeys station.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I discovered Fratellis was through Pandora. Yeah. So thank God, because I fucking love that band.
There's a time like 5 years ago where I discovered 30 different bands all through Pandora. And it was awesome. It was absolutely insane. It all stemmed from one single song that was I would hear on Pandora, and then I never heard it again, and it was stuck in my head for years. So I would try to use Pandora to try to figure out what it was. I don't remember who it was now.
Oh, no.
It was Love and Rockets. That's who it was. That was the name of the band. I heard it on the radio one day, and I was just like, thank God for Soundhound. Like, just being able to hold my phone up and hear
like,
the...
what is this?
Yeah, that's such a... That the fact that app exists is...
That's really cool.
It's the Tinder of music.
The Tinder of music. Don't mock me. My adventures
into Boston.
Tinder's
the... Tinder must be like the poor man's eHarmony.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but I'm liking it so far.
I feel like you might have better luck meeting someone who's actually... Now, can I preface this by saying, so I don't offend you, have you ever used, like, eHarmony or any, like...
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, you might have better luck finding someone actually remotely attractive through Tinder, because my coworkers use, like, OkCupid.
Yep.
And a lot of those, and that, like, all... I don't know if it's just the way they have filled out their profiles or what, but all the women that get in contact with them... I've had a very negative image painted for these dating websites.
No, I definitely hear you, but I mean, so far so good.
Yeah. Speaking of women earlier, I'm on Facebook and I see I comment on a story and a bunch of people I don't know are commenting on, so I'm getting notifications and I recognize, like, I see a last name that, like, triggers in my head. I'm like, I knew someone who had this last name.
Uh-huh.
So I looked them up on Facebook to see, because they went to, or they at least went to school with us at some point.
Okay.
I looked this person up. They're a man now. They used to be a woman.
No.
A girl. Yeah, sex change. This big burly looking dude.
Who is he?
Bald. I'll show you after the show. But bald with a beard.
Nice.
But I recognized the face. And it used to be a girl. And I just yelled at work. I just go, God damn it. And all my coworkers look at me and they're like, what? I'm like, this chick, there's a guy now.
That's been happening a bit, huh?
I know.
We've been talking about this a lot.
Like, I just screamed. I'm like, why does this always fucking happen?
And where you work, I don't know if you should be bitching about trannies.
No, I know. I work with a few of them and they're all very nice. And I have nothing against them, but it's just, this thing is, I find all these people nowadays that apparently change genders at
some point.
What
are these kids doing nowadays? Just switching genders.
That must be the cool thing to do.
I don't know if I could be a guy. I'm 5 feet tall. I would not make a good guy.
You'd be like you'd have to start working out a lot.
I have to get jacked.
Yeah.
I want to get jacked anyway.
I need to start doing that.
Just get fucking ripped. I've been going right down the street, Boost.
Yeah.
Boost Fitness.
Oh, that just opened.
Yeah. Well, that one, they're going to be moving to next to Hannaford.
Yeah, they already did.
No, they're moving in November. I'm talking about the one right down the street near, like, that tanning place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you go down 62, it's down there.
Are you saying that the one next to Hannaford isn't open yet?
Yeah, that one's not open yet.
Oh, okay.
They're building it. Yeah, okay. That's where they're going to be moving to.
Let's say, I thought... That's what happens when you put the sign up before you do anything else.
Months before.
You leave people like me to think that it's actually opened.
Yeah. But it's pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm just not ever going to say that I am, because I say this every day that I'm going to go to the gym. I'm just not going to say it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I will at some point. No, I won't, but.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah.
Proud of you, though, for doing it.
Oh, thank
you. That's a big drive.
I'm still learning. I'm extremely new. But, you know, I'm learning the machines and certain exercises, so.
I was going pretty regularly a few years ago with friends.
Yep.
And then they all just stopped going, so then I stopped going.
It's good to have at least one other person to go with.
Yes, that's, yeah.
You know, it's almost like you feed off of each other's support. It's like a support system, really.
I've debated getting, like, a personal trainer, you know?
Me too, and actually, Boost, there are a lot of trainers there.
That's good.
So, I mean, if you're interested, I think it's maybe $20 a month. Right now, they're doing a $10 sign-up fee.
Is it better than Planet Fitness?
Honestly, right now, I liked Planet Fitness more.
Yeah. Planet Fitness offers you pizza once a month.
The layout made more sense to me.
Yeah.
But this is definitely more of a gym. So, but this place offers classes. They have, like, a massage place. They do, like, these boot camps, so.
It's a full-blown James, is what you're saying.
Oh, it definitely is.
I don't get why Planet Fitness does, like, the free pizza.
You know why they do that.
Well, to get more fat people to show up.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, and to stay fat.
But how does that, like, that I don't really see how you can, like, meet up in the middle with that one, you know? Like, yeah, get people to stay fat, but then what's the point of having the gym, you know?
So that they feel like they need to go to the gym.
I saw it. I think it was a...
It's evil.
I think it was a Vine or something else of like this 300-pound Al Roker looking dude.
Yes, I saw that.
on the just doing crunches while stuffing pizza in his face.
Yeah.
Totally defeats the purpose of going.
Yeah, he kind of just like evened out.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, whatever makes you happy.
I had a... I had a Planet Fitness membership for a long time, and I had heard nothing but horror stories about canceling. And I honestly never did, and I'm pretty sure I would have saved about $200 had I just canceled it, but I didn't. And I eventually did. I eventually canceled it, but it took a long time. It's because I heard all these like just terrible things about people trying to cancel their memberships and it not canceling. And then I just showed up to the gym one day and just said, I'm going to cancel my membership. And they're like, okay, we're going to charge you one more time. I'm like, that's fine. I'm like, all right, thanks.
Easy peasy, in and out, yeah.
They charged me one more time, and I never got charged again. I'm just like, wow, why didn't I do this 2 years ago?
It's like me and my World of Warcraft account.
Oh, my God.
They didn't cancel until 3 months ago.
I'm going to say, at least they refunded.
1 month.
Yeah, so you got some money back.
I got something.
15 whole dollars.
Out of like 300. Oh, my life.
Speaking of mistakes... Apparently, Full House is coming back.
What?
The success of Girl Meets World has led to the people behind Full House to consider doing a revival.
What?
And most of the original cast has agreed to doing this. I imagine it would focus on someone else and their kids, but the original cast would pop up from time to time.
Holy fuck.
And I'm not surprised because... Bob Saget and John Stamos and Dave Coulier have done a bunch of things over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
In character from in their Full House characters.
Oh.
They did a Super Bowl commercial a couple of years ago on the last episode of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. It started off with Jimmy waking up in a child's bedroom in kid pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Dad, I had a nightmare. And then the three of them come bumbling in is Danny, Jesse, and Joey.
Yeah.
And they basically did a whole Full House skit right then and there.
Oh,
so they're willing, those guys are willing to do it. And they're always doing cast reunions, which is hilarious. Like, I think, was it either Dave Coulier or, I think it was Dave Coulier. He got married recently. Is it him or Stamos? One of them got married recently and pretty much everybody but the Olsen twins showed up.
No way.
The chick that played DJ.
Oh my God.
Her wedding date was the chick that played Kimmy.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they
gosh.
Went together. Yeah. And Jesse was there and Bob Saget was there and.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised. Like if they can get off the ground, that's great. But I'm honestly not surprised that these guys would, you know, are agreeing to do this.
Absolutely. And honestly, I think that's one I would be interested to see.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would end up working, but I loved that show.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know. That's interesting.
Well,
the only thing, that I'm a little hesitant about is the Olsen twins.
Because
they're fucking nuts.
I made a joke about Elizabeth Olsen taking the place of the twins and playing Michelle because she looks a lot like the twins, but also they had two people playing one character. So if they had Elizabeth, then, I mean, Elizabeth's, her career is starting to skyrocket. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good when your family name is worth billions.
Yeah.
They are so ridiculously wealthy.
Yeah.
It's scary how wealthy those girls are.
Yeah.
And one of them, I think it's Mary-Kate, the one who had the anorexia issue, is dating like this 40-year-old, just like random dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
We got to get off the more like radio feed.
Oh, really?
We went right up the nine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Our last hurrah, more like radio. We didn't even realize it was the end.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, the Orange Room is coming up next. This is the last live show that we're doing of Chatty Wampus.
We'll miss you.
So, really quickly, since I probably should have allocated more than 30 seconds for this, Talk Radio Meltdown, obviously, will still be a part of More Like Radio. We'll still be doing that regularly. We're taking a break next week, but we'll be back sometime in September. Chatty, you'll still be able to get Chatty episodes at talkradiomeltdown.com. It's becoming a semi-regular podcast. But yeah, thanks to everybody at More Like Radio for giving us this live slot. And it's been a fun 6 months.
Yeah.
It's been 6 months. We made it half a year doing Chatty live, kind of. I think we've done more pre-recorded episodes than live. But,
yeah, recently. But, I mean, it's been a fun journey.
Yeah. So next time, when we come back with episode 22, whenever that may be, we'll talk to you more like radio folk then.
Bo show.
So enjoy the Orange Room. Bye.
Bye.
And hello.
And hello.
I want to
welcome back.
Yeah, I want to finish up talking about the Full House.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I hadn't heard anything about that.
Yeah, it's I think in the planning stages right now, but I haven't actually seen anything confirming that it's because of Girl Meets World. But Girl Meets World has been getting like stellar reviews.
Has it really?
It's been doing really well. Like on IMDb, I think it's got like an 8 point something. Like it's,
wow.
And the episodes, I've only watched it a few times. Yeah, it's definitely a kid show, but it's not bad at all.
Nice.
The last episode I watched, Minkus came back.
Yeah, and he's got a little fucking kid or something like that.
Yeah, because his kid is one of the main characters. So it's like, it was career day. And, you know, the parents come in and everything. And then Minkus shows up and they have like a little mini showdown between Corey, Topanga, and Minkus.
Did Corey go like, Minkus?
Yeah, they all did it. Because
they did?
He walks in, he's like, Minkus. And Minkus is like, Topanga. She's like, Stuart. Topanga.
Oh, jeez.
And then he makes some, because I guess he's like a millionaire now. He has his own company. Not shocking, because Minkus was a, you know, like the nerd.
Yeah.
And he, before I go off and quote it, I just want to see if I can actually, if anyone actually uploaded a clip of this to YouTube.
That is too funny.
Yeah, but his kid is one of the main characters, Farkle Minkus.
Farkle?
Yeah, Farkle. His kid's name is Farkle. I wonder if, is this just a promo, or is this actually, yep, so.
Sorry I'm late, everybody. I had helicopter problems. Because I have a helicopter. Do you have a helicopter, Corey?
Nope. Do you have a Topanga, Minkus?
Nope, because she chose you. I run Minkus International, I have a helicopter, and she chose you.
Stuart, please, aren't we a little too evolved to still be competing with each other?
Of course.
Of course.
Go.
Between the two of us, Riley and I have 1,260 A's. Ah!
Well, that's remarkable, Topanga. Between the two of us, Farkle and I have 1,261.
It's like nothing changed.
Oh, geez.
Because they got the same writers and everything.
So
it's funny seeing it 20 years later, the same actors.
I bet that was fun to do.
Yeah.
I bet that was really fun to do.
Yeah. And the thing I really like about this is the creator of the show and all the writers have said, if, you know, anyone from Boy Meets World that wants to come back, they will find some way to get them back. They will write them into the script.
That's so cool.
Sean Hunter's big return is happening soon.
Oh, Sean Hunter. What the hell was going on with that guy for a bit?
Yeah, well, they've...
Cabin fever. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah, well, you know he's not really doing much if he was willing to come back for Girl Meets World.
He was, like, the most attractive, and then he just went off the deep end.
All those 90s. Like, look at, like, the before and afters. You know, like, the 90s compared to now, and you look at all those actors then, and then you see him now, and it's just, like, what happened?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Corey's older brother.
Yeah, he was in a lot of Disney movies.
Yeah. He became a voice actor, but then you see, like, recent pictures of him now, and he's, he just does not look the same. I mean, he's pushing 40, but he just does not look the same. Girl Meets World has a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
Decent.
Yeah, it's not bad. So I won't be surprised if Full House is just trying to jump on the bandwagon and do this revival because they're going to, they just want to try to get a new audience while trying to recapture the old audience.
They definitely would be successful at that, I think. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most successful shows of its time. So I don't think they'd have a problem at all.
It's like Dallas, how TNT is doing new episodes of Dallas, which is a show that ended in like the mid-80s.
Yeah.
And it's back and it's got the original cast plus a new cast. So I think they're considering it like whatever season they ended with, they're considering this to be the next season with just a very long gap in between.
Yeah. No way.
It also doesn't help that the guy that played JR died like a year ago. So the whole big who shot JR thing from the 80s, well, now he's dead. But he was on the show for a while. I mean, he was old, too. I mean, he was a million years old. But
a million.
Yeah. And then he died.
That's what people who are a million do.
I think Red said, I don't know if we were talking about this during Talk Radio Meltdown or if we were doing this off air, but Red had told me that I think Aunt Becky said she doesn't want anything to do with a Full House
reunion. No, really?
You know how bad it would be if, like, the first episode, Jesse reveals that he and Becky split up?
And he's got the twins or something like that? Oh, because they were so in love.
I know, but I hated the twins.
Yeah, twins suck.
I hated the actors that played the twins. I hated them. Just anytime they popped up, I wanted to...
They were babies.
I wanted to punch them both in the face.
Oh, my God.
I just did not like them at all.
Oh, whatever.
This old coworker that he's got kids that he looks after, and I'm always like, these look like Jesse and Becky's kids.
Oh no! don't babysit them. You're gonna punch them.
Like the Full House kids. No, I'm not gonna punch them. They just remind me of.
They make you livid.
Yeah, because they're twins, and they've got like the same hairstyle and everything. They got the same, just like the same look. But yeah, that's in the planning stages. I don't know if and when that is going to appear. I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance.
I definitely watch it.
Like I've been giving Girl Meets World a chance. It's just I need to, you know, look past the fact that I'm not 8 years old and this is a show.
If the Olsen twins came back, or if one of them or whatever. You need to do You Got It, Dude.
Oh, they
you
will.
You need to.
They will.
Needs to be there somehow.
The Jimmy Fallon bit from last year was... actually, that was from this year. Because he ended that in... I think the last episode was in 2014. So it was this year when that happened.
Okay.
And it was just chock full of old catchphrases and bits and things that they did in the past.
That's awesome.
So I wouldn't be surprised, but that's an older audience too, because that ended in it ended in 95. So you've got an even older audience that you need to worry about.
I don't think I mean, the original audience, yes, but they've been running reruns for that because I grew up on that show.
Yeah,
I was born in 1990, so I mean, that they had reruns for a while for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just got a huge audience in general.
It does. It's just a matter of how they pull it off, I guess.
That's a good point.
Seeing Bob Saget doing another Family Man role, I wonder how that's gonna play out.
Amazing.
Like, do you remember when you realized that Bob Saget has like a comedy career that he's well known for that is the polar opposite of Danny Tanner?
Now, was that before or after or during the show?
It really took off afterwards.
Okay.
But it was, I don't think it was as prominent while he was doing Full House and AFV just because he was known to be the family guy.
Yeah.
You know, he had to keep that image. And then when both those shows, when Full House ended and then he left America's Funniest Home Videos, then he started to focus on the comedy career. Because I remember he's tried to do a couple of sitcoms playing like a family guy.
Mm-hmm.
Within the last 10 years, and they both failed.
Really?
I don't think it was related to the fact that he's such a, you know, a risque comedian now, but it's just, there's a whole new generation.
He's a grown-ass adult.
Yeah, there's a whole new generation that doesn't care about Bob Saget as a family man anymore. Like, I remember when he was very nice when I met him. I met him a few years ago, and he was really cool, and I had to make it a point to not call him Danny.
Oh, geez.
I think I actually called him Mr. Saget, and he got mad at me.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, don't call me that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like the picture I have of him. He told me to make a funny face, so I did. And then we looked, take the photo, and he goes, can I see the photo? We look at it, and he goes, look at your face. You look stupid. Why'd you do that?
Oh, no. Was he just smiling regular?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
that's amazing.
And I'm like, but Danny, you told me to make a funny face.
That's awesome.
Nobody has seen that photo.
I want to see it.
I don't even know where it is. It might be still on the camera. I might put it on my computer. But, yeah. He was cool, though. He was very nice.
He seems like he'd be a cool guy.
Yeah. I asked him about Tourette's Guy. Do you remember Tourette's Guy?
No.
There was this series of videos on YouTube back in, like, the early days of YouTube. And this guy would always yell Bob Saget. Instead, he'd swear a lot, but then he'd also yell Bob Saget just as, like, part of his outburst.
Okay.
Oh, Bob Saget! Oh, shit! Huh. Oh, Bob Saget!
And I asked him about it, and he told me, all I said to him is, because there's this rumor that came out that the guy who played Tourette's Guy actually had Tourette's and died.
Oh, no.
Because of it, or, like, killed himself or something, but it's a urban legend, and I'm like, I decided just because he yells Bob Saget all the time. I'm like, do you know if this guy's dead? And Bob Saget told me that he knew nothing about it. He had absolutely nothing to do with this production. And so many people seem to think that he created it.
Because his name was being yelled.
Yeah.
It's so random.
I almost, like, looking back to it, I kind of wish I didn't ask about that because I didn't want to ask about, like, Full House or anything else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I know, I'll ask about Tourette's Guy. And I'm like, yeah, because nobody's probably ever asked him about that. I should have asked him about this, I think it was called Raising Dad, and it was one of his attempts at trying to, you know, do the sitcom Family Guy sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was canceled after one season. But I actually really liked that show, and I probably should have focused my attention on asking that.
Yeah.
And I did it. I'll never get another chance.
And I got a funny picture with him.
I hate that picture so much. Nice.
I didn't do that one on air, though, but whatever.
That one? That burp?
Yeah, I didn't do it when we were live.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, what do you mean you didn't do it on the air? It picked up in the mic perfectly.
Oh, that one was so weird at the end. Play it again. I sound demonic. At one point, I get possessed.
You sound like you're taking a dick.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've got one of these.
And George Takei's people gave me a slim, a slim whatever you just said.
Well, they'll give you a slim something, all right.
A slim something.
Oh, God.
What did he say? A grim slimmer of hope. That's what Red tried to say the other
day. Wow.
Yeah, that's a verbal diarrhea number 7.
And George Takei's people gave me a slim, a slim whatever you just said.
Well, they'll give you a slim something, all right.
A slim something.
A slim something.
And then this happened. I actually got Red to leave the room the other night.
I had to leave the room! I had to leave the room!
That was something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But we sure had a lot of fun that night, kids. Do I have one of me?
I was barricaded in my bedroom, and all of a sudden I heard my name, and I didn't know why.
Because I said, because we got so derailed with the whole Seth Green thing that I'm like, oh, we're going to have so much, Nicole and I are going to have so much prep for Chatty Wampus on Saturday. And then,
oh, and then I opened the door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you opened the door and I'm like, uh-oh, she heard me.
Yeah, I was like, why are you talking about me? Like, don't start talking shit.
I think the only other thing that I wanted to bring up that we didn't bring up during that show is Joan Rivers.
Yeah, so she was doing outpatient, and yeah. She had to get rushed to the hospital. Why do you do surgery outpatient?
Well,
why not be at the fucking hospital when you get surgery done?
When I had my wisdom teeth out, that's an outpatient procedure. And that's like, it's called a, you know, wisdom tooth extraction, but depending on how they are, they might have to cut your mouth open to get the shit out.
And they put me down, so.
They had to do it to mine, too. They had to give me surgery and everything. And there is a hospital down the street, but, you know, shit can happen. And she was with her, the hospital was around the corner. So it was like part of the hospital. They just do minor procedures there. And what she was having done was a procedure.
A throat thing or something, right? Yeah.
She had this persistent cough and they found a very small mass. Didn't say what. All they just says a small mass that could be easily removed. And that's what they were doing. And then she just went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God.
You see, she's got so much plastic surgery and all this work done on her that you forget she's 81 years old.
She's 81.
There are pictures of her from 1962 with Johnny Carson back when he started the Tonight Show. Like, that's you wouldn't know. But she's been around forever.
So I heard it happened, but she's all right? They got her to the hospital, she's doing okay? Or
last I read, which was the day before this show was recorded, was that her daughter, Melissa, said that she's in serious condition.
Oh, my God.
She's in serious condition, but I don't think she could get any worse. But again, she's 81 years old.
Surgery is rough at that age, yeah. Wow.
And she doesn't, I mean, yeah, she's had a lot of plastic surgery done and everything, but you would never know. Like,
you could never tell what age that is. It's so much plastic surgery.
I'm looking at a picture of her from 1978, and she looks older in this photo than she does nowadays. Like, if her goal was to make herself look young forever, she's actually managed to pull it off.
She looks scary. Like, it scares me the way she looks.
Well, it's because she's just very puffy and...
It's not realistic of any human.
There's a photo of her next to Nancy Reagan.
Wow.
And they look, at the time, very similar.
Really? Let me see that real quick.
Like, we got the same hairstyle and everything.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, so that's like Nancy Reagan in 1986. And then here's Joan Rivers in 1978. Like,
she does not look like that at all. She got a huge nose job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks better. I think
her nose looks
better
now but yeah. The rest of it is just scary. You can't be 81 and look like that. Like, I've got more wrinkles than that.
Well, she's got visible wrinkles that what I'm assuming was like her mid-40s in this photo.
Yeah.
And now she's had all this work done that makes her look basically like a
mummy, a zombie, like just mummified.
Well, I'm looking at like, there's pictures of her from the 90s, and like, I remember when she looked like that, and then I'm seeing, you know, recent photos of her, and I'm like, how is this the same person?
Time didn't exist. Time did not happen for that.
Yeah. So she's, she's still alive as of now. Oh.
You know who we have? Well, what?
She's on life support right now.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Remember, I feel really bad if this is wrong. Kevin Hart? Was it Kevin Hart? No, not Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's he's
not Kevin Hart. Tracy Morgan.
Oh my God, I forgot.
You remember? Yeah. What the hell's going on with that?
We haven't talked
about that in a while.
I don't know. Yeah.
I feel really bad for confusing Kevin Hart and Tracy Morgan.
Wrong black guy. Now it's like I confused Chris Tucker with Kevin Hart. I'm like, what the fuck happened to Chris Tucker? And I find out that's a much younger individual.
Wow.
TMZ says that Joan Rivers is on life support and she's completely reliant on machines
to stay alive
right now.
Just for like a simple procedure.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how long she was out too, you know? Your heart stops beating for long enough that can really fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan. Let's see what's going on with him. From today, USA Today. This is an article that just came out. According to Tracy Morgan's lawyer, he's struggling.
No.
During his recovery. Yeah, he's having a very tough time recovering. And he cannot... he cannot walk and he's reliant on a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Hey, at least he's there though, you know?
I know, it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or whatever, but all these people are just having these issues and it's so fucking random. Especially, you know, you go into a surgery, shit can happen. You don't want to go into your car and assume that something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want
to. A man died.
You don't want to do anything and assume anything bad's happened. Like, the floor could give out beneath us right now, you know?
It's
like,
true, but we don't want to, think about it.
Like, the worst is, like, the only time I ever had surgery is when I had my wisdom teeth removed. And I remember distinctly when they were knocking me out because I was actually, like, you know, I was petrified, man. Like, I was so excited. Yeah, I was the complete opposite. Like, because I honestly thought, I'm like, shit, dude, I'm not going to wake up.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
I was excited. I was like, what?
Yeah, I seriously was like, I ain't waking up. And then, like, I closed my eyes to blink, and then I'm in a different room, and an hour had passed. But, yeah, you're right. You know, you don't go in there. You think it's just going to be something simple, and you don't really, you know, you don't think about not waking up.
Stuff can go wrong. It's surgery.
Yeah. So, well, at least Tracy Morgan's slowly getting there.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Wish him the best.
Yeah.
As well as Joan Rivers.
I still want to know the guy that played Krieger on, or is it Krueger or Krieger? I can't remember on Seinfeld. And he was Francis's drill instructor or whatever.
I didn't watch
in the middle.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
No, not really.
This guy, he was a bit, more of like a bit part actor. I think he was in Super Troopers too, but I can't remember his, name too. But he tried to kill himself. I think I've talked about this before.
Oh my God.
He tried to kill himself and he tried to shoot himself in the head and survived.
Oh my God.
And he called 911 and TMZ got the 911 call and it was pretty gruesome, but he was still alive, and you come and find out that he did that because he was a severe diabetic and had a leg amputated at one point.
Holy fuck.
And they wanted to take the other leg that day, so he decided that killing himself was the better option, except he failed.
Oh,
and
my God.
According to that call, he couldn't see anything, so now he's probably blind and with no legs.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, so that, like, if I ever get diabetes, you know... I'll know to take care of myself, so they don't have to fucking...
Or just kill yourself properly.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how you
That's
fail.
That's really insensitive.
I don't know how you...
say.
You're right. Fine, though. Like, how do you fail at that? You know?
Look at Fight Club.
True. Yeah, but didn't he... What is it? He
it's
shot,
realistic.
Shot himself in the... shot himself in the mouth, and he, like, missed the...
The brain and stuff. He shot himself, like, through the... jaw, kind of.
Yeah, it just went right through.
I don't know why you wouldn't just put the gun to your forehead.
Yeah.
And it's guaranteed to go through your brain.
This guy shot himself in the temple and somehow
Yeah,
survived.
How does that not...
Yeah.
Ugh.
There has been... Daniel Von Bargen, that's his name. I looked him up and there's no recent news about this guy. He's still alive, but there's no news about him.
That's so rough.
Yeah. All these articles are from early 2012.
Oh, is that when it happened?
Yeah. So this is 2 years ago. So there hasn't been anything about him since then.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Time to wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Play this.
This is the end. And when it's over.
Daddy Wampus.
The end.
I can't wait for the day where I just get sick of having to play that at the end of every show, but I don't know how to end the shows now without it.
Well, I mean, when you were playing that, I just got really nostalgic. You know, it was like, this is the end, everything is about the end. And you just hear Daddy Wampus, and I'm like, I'm going to cry.
No, we're not permanently going away.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We're just not going to be on More Like Radio anymore. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But there'll still be. Because I almost feel like people like Chatty Wampus more than they like Talk Radio Meltdown.
Really?
I don't know. I get more feedback about Chatty Wampus than I do about Talk Radio Meltdown.
You never give me feedback. I don't know how anything's going.
People love us.
Yeah?
Yeah. We are loved.
Yay.
There's your feedback. We are loved.
Aw, I feel loved now.
So, yeah, we'll... I don't know when we're going to come back and do this, but we will do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever like actually ended like a radio show that we do, because like the Ack and Jack show is just, there'll be another Ack and Jack show one day. It's just a matter of our schedules aligning.
Yeah.
But there'll be, I'm sure there'll be, like, I'm sure within the next month there will be episode 22 of Shadding Wampus.
Alrighty.
I almost feel like it's easier, like it's better to just have like an impulse to be like, hey, Nicole, you want to go do this?
Yeah.
Like we used to in the past.
Well, so that's how it started.
Yeah.
That was, right, you know, why we started it.
Yeah.
In the first place.
So I'd be more willing if I just, like, have the urge to do it one day, then I think that'd be better than having to commit to a schedule, so.
Yeah, because there were some days where I'm just like, I have no idea what to talk about.
Me too. There's some, like, some Saturdays. Like, today, honestly, I was sitting upstairs watching TV, and I'm like, shit.
I was sleeping until a quarter of.
Yeah. I saw it was 7:30. I'm like, fuck.
Slept all day.
I wish I could have slept all day.
I did some things.
Like, sleep.
Like sex.
I guess that technically was today, so all right.
Yes. Oh, no, this morning.
This morning.
I had some good morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's today.
Delight. Yeah.
Well, me too, so yay!
Yay!
That's why I was late for work today.
Oh, no. Worth it.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
We'll talk to you next time we do this.
Sounds good.
Which could be any time.
Bum, bum, bum.